every morning. As often as we do this, we're doing it in remembrance of Jesus and what he paid for us. Now, in giving these instructions, I do not praise you, since you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there have been divisions amongst you. And in part, I believe it. For there must be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you. Therefore, when you come together to eat in one place, Is it not to eat the Lord's supper? For in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others. And one is hungry and another one is drunk. So we say nobody's drinking in here, nobody's hungry, but God is speaking about not only the natural things, but the things that we do and hold on to in our hearts. He wants us to get away from some things. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink in remembrance of me." Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and hallelujah, and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come. Amen. The elements that you have in your hand. I would ask that someone would pray over the bread.
Father, we thank you for your body that was broken for us. Father, many of us, our own bodies are broken. Father, as we partake of your body, wherever our bodies have been broken, Lord, may it be reconnected to you tonight. Let there be a divine reconnection to your body tonight, O God. As we partake of your body that was broken for us, so our lives will not be broken again once we're divinely connected to you. Amen. This is my body, broken for you, and as you eat it, remember me. This is my body. broken for you, as you eat it, remember me.
Father, we thank you for the blood that you've shed, its healing power in the blood. We thank you, God, that you paid the price, the blood that never loses its power. What an awesome God you are. We thank you for the lamb that was slain for the sin of the world. We thank you, oh God, for the healing, the Nanwasanda, as we partake today, God, that you would heal those that are lame in their bodies. Heal, oh God, those that are tormented in their minds. God, heal those that need deliverance as we partake, Masada. God, you did it on Calvary. You did it, oh God, for us. May we take tonight and experience the healing virtue of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Nantandaralabasata. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Let us partake together.
The blood of Jesus sets me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus sets me free. Yeah. The blood of Jesus sets me free from sin and sorrow.
Thank you all. God bless you. You may be seated. I'm going to share for a few minutes. My sister asked me to share something tonight. I thought about, Lord, what would you have me to share? It's not what I want to share or what I feel that needs to be shared, but it's what you want me to share. So I want to thank God for my daughter, the one that set this up under God, all of the musicians that she has brought up and the dancers. I thank God for her because I've seen her move from level to level. And I see her now preaching the word of God. Amen. I see it. Now I see the anointing on her. I see it. I see it. I thank God for her. I thank God for all of you tonight, and I promise you I won't be long. So the Lord let me know that I needed to share something that I shared at Rhema Prayer Ministries last Saturday, two Saturdays ago. And it's the same word for this particular service that we're having tonight. And out of Luke 19, 41 through 44, I'm entitling it, Don't Miss Your Time of Visitation. 41, now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept. If you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you and surround you and close you in on every side. And in 2 Corinthians 7 through 9, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet we're not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not struck down, but not destroyed. And we'll level you and your children to the ground, was the 44th verse. Back up, 44th verse, as I read 43, and I went to Corinthians, and now I'm going back to verse 44, and that'll be the end of that. And level you and your children to the ground, and they will not have in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. Recognizing tonight that we've come to the mountain, everybody's excited about coming to the mountain, and the title was, Lord, Descend Upon Our Hearts. Do you not know, and I'm sure you do know, that you can come to the mountain one way and leave the same way if you are not prepared? God's looking for prepared vessels. There is no magic in God. There is a requirement. Paul says, I die daily. Translates into I enter into his presence every day. Every day. We don't wait to come to the mountain, because the presence of God is in your home if you are in his presence. You can enter into that presence, power, anointing of God anytime that you desire to position yourselves. Now it's going to be quick, but don't miss it. Some of us are going to be here, even here, and we're going to miss our time of visitation, because we're looking for a particular thing to happen first. We're looking for a particular person to do something first before we can do it. We can't get it right until somebody shows up. But God said, when you position yourself, prepare. He's looking for a prepared hearts. So if you're not prepared, you're going home the same way that you came. Amen? Now, you need to say amen or oh my, because it's true. Intimacy with God. We come into his presence with so many things, so many we had a long list of what we want him to do. Can we just put our list down, leave it out there, and say, God, I want you. I want to be in your presence. We can't concentrate on the presence and the power of God with everything else that we want to bring in. And God's not going to allow you to bring it in. You cannot bring it. You can bring it, but you'll take it back the same way you brought it. But when you come, you say, God, it doesn't matter. I don't care about my rent, my children, my marriage, my home, nothing, the job. It doesn't matter. I want you. I want your presence, God. I want your glory to rest upon me. I need you, God, to do some things in me. Forget about the list that we have. We come with, oh, I almost say poor God, but God forbid, with so many things, just things, things, things. Let us reach back and just close. Can we close in with God one-on-one? Many of us can't close in one-on-one because we need a crowd. Some of us are disappointed because there's not a crowd. But one-on-one, God wants to do something in us. He wants to draw us closer. We've been standing on the outside looking in. We've been watching, and I told the ladies last week, many people come in to worship God. Some come to see the show. Oh, I love to see this one dance. And oh, I love to see her do the tambourine. How about us being the show? You get in and do what you need to do in the presence of Almighty God. We need to know who God is in an intimate way. We're living in serious times, ladies, in case you don't know it, and gentlemen. We really are. I mean, things are worse now than ever before. And if we don't get in God's presence and learn to tap in, what do we do when the music stops? When there's nobody you can pick up the phone and call, what do you do? We have to know God and the power of his resurrection. And if we don't do it, we're going to be forever looking for Paul and James and Jim and John to come and help us get out, get us up, get us up, get us up. Father, help us, just help us. We got to close the door. We have to get in and close the door. Close out everything that is not of God. If you're here for an encounter, then choose not to leave until you get an encounter, a real encounter with God. Somebody said, I believe that everybody that's here should be here, supposed to be here. There's a whole lot of bodies that were supposed to be here that chose not to be here. You know, you can rebel against God. God can speak to your heart and you need to go. You know you need to go, but you, for whatever reasons, we decide that we don't want to do, but God is visiting. And if we miss it, he wants the light on each one of us individually and sweep us up into his presence. 1 Kings 8:10 says, and it came to pass when the priests came out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord. First this house, and then it becomes his house. Because at that time, we sense that we can't even move. Sometimes the presence of God, will the kabod of God, the weight of his glory will rest on us so that we can't, we don't even know where we are. That's when you know that you've lost yourself in God. They couldn't stand to minister. And I think a lot of times, and I'm like, okay, God, do it. We'll get up to do our thing. And we begin to open our mouth, and God will allow the cloud to just come down and swoop us into his presence. Amen, amen, amen. Lose yourself in God. Don't miss your time of visitation. And I submit to you tonight, I believe that I know God's presence is here. Many of you have been fasting and praying and waiting to get here, and some of you got it before you even got here. You didn't recognize it. You missed that time, but now you're here again. So you're here together. You can say, God, I'm here. I will not leave here until I hear from you. Amen. Amen. Now, somebody needs to leave here tonight limping beside me. Mine is a natural limp, but when you close in with God, you can say, I'm going to wrestle with you all night long. Take a socket, break my hip, break it, break me down, God. But I will not leave. Hey, Messiah, God, you're good, you're good, you're good. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've got to reverence the holiness of God. We don't reverence God. We don't reverence his power. We don't reverence him. In some churches, you walk in the church and you can't even hear a pin drop. They come in very easy. They kneel. They reverence. You don't hear a word. But coming out amongst us, we're talking, chitting, chatting with each other. Reverence the house, this house. When you reverence God is in this temple, we can come together as one, and God will begin to move. He will begin to move. He will begin to move because that's what he does. That's what he does. That's who he is. He loves to show his power. He loves to demonstrate hayanantatarabasa. He loves to demonstrate his power and manifest his presence amongst the people of God. And he knows those that are his. He knows who we are. Each one of us, we could go down this aisle right now. He could say, you, not you. You, not you. Come, come, come. He knows. Man, he's not like man. Man would leave you out. Get out. You haven't done it my way. You must go. That's it. You don't get a second chance. But the Father says, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest. We don't have to work up anything. God will move if you want him to move. He's going to do it. It's in the word. Sister Jewel did all she could to get us here. It's up to you. Don't miss your time of visitation. Don't miss your time of visitation. And sometimes we're working, working, working. Working at what? At what? Stop it. Stop it. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. The enemies of distraction, the enemy of lies coming into you, speaking in your ear gate. Stop it and let God arise and demonstrate his power. Thank you, Father. Now remember Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. They sinned even when they were doing their priestly duties. They were still in sin. So it behooves us to realize that we can do a lot of things for God. But the word of God says, what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? It is not a works, lest any man should boast. And I'm so glad he's got it like that. Because you could outwork me, and I don't have to outwork you doing things, works, works, works. But we want to get into the presence of God and allow him to just love on us. And we can love on God. Love on him. I think my My daughter-in-law is nodding over there, so I'm going to hurry up. We must not forget God is holy. He is a holy God. And you cannot come with anything other than holiness. He said, you must be holy even as I am holy. So if he wants holiness from me, he wants it from you. He's a just God. And without holiness, guess what? No man. Woman, man, you will not see God. You cannot. Pour out our love on him and let him love on us. Let us begin to really worship, position, and prepare ourselves and get ready for a great outpouring. And some of us are so tired, it would take God tonight to sure enough put out an extra measure to shake us out. God is so good. I'm closing with this. Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord. In one place, one accord, one place, one body. Positioned. They were positioned. And they were prepared. And then suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. They were shaken when the wind of the Holy Ghost came through the house. And it appears unto them, cloven tongues of fire, where they were sitting in the house. And it sat upon each one. Nobody was left out. Each person, the Holy Ghost sat upon them. One accord, not minds wandering all over the place, not thinking about what we've left back, no distractions, one accord. Oneness. And God will move. He will move. And when he did, they began to speak with other tongues. And they spoke in languages that the devout men and the Jews, they didn't know. What are these men talking about? They're speaking in our language. And they're Galileans. Why are they talking in our language? Don't miss your time of visitation. There's a reason that you'll come today to get filled, to get into the presence of God, so that you can go back, not go back and keep it to yourself, but to go back and lift up Jesus. Go back and set the captives free. Go back and call the sinners unto repentance. It's not just for you. God is moving. He wants us to get ready. And like I said, don't leave this mountain until you come out limping. Somebody needs to limp beside me and that sister right there. So we need to get ourselves together, folks. Get together. Get it together. It's later than we think. It really is. The sign of the times are upon us. There is no rest, no peace, no regard for life, no regard for anybody. Station, doesn't matter who you are, there is no regard. We are living in an evil day. But we that are saved, sanctified, and say we're baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, that we should be able to walk by somebody and command that demon to move in Jesus' name. When you walk by, you sit by a brother or a sister on the train. They ought to know something's different. Different that you know, see, shandalabahatarabasa. They ought to know something's different. They may not know what it is, but it's the power of God that has, ooh, mashallah. Like when Paul walked by, they could feel something just going. The cloth, he touched his garments. God, do something, because you are God. And besides you, if you don't do it, it cannot be done. it cannot be done. Thank God for who he is and for us having this opportunity to be here. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.